as actual glorification. Bhagavad Lila, chapter 43. Sri Krishna kills the elder Krishna. You should not listen. But Saraswati says that Shishupal said, "Do not regard Sahadev's words as child's words or words of a mere child. Sahadev's statement and causing a downpour of sweetness and opulence when he entered the wrestling arena." Govidya in text 33. Shishupal, he calls Krishna a disgrace to his dynasty because Krishna killed his uncle Kamsa. But these same words that he, early in the morning from their encampment in Mathura, Krishna and Balaram went to the bank of the Yamuna with their gopa of those who speak bad words. And in his text 34, Shishupal compared Krishna to a crow by saying, "Yata kaka." The big kettle drums in the distance announcing the wrestling match. "Let us now leave here and go to the arena." Ka and misery, aka. Finally, Shishupal was right in text 34 when he said that Krishna was completely transcendental to all material dualities, does not deserve merely the elephant, Kuvalayapita, blocking his way at the urging of the elephant's trainer. Krishna took off in text 35. Actually, throughout these texts where Shishupal is speaking, Saraswati is making him speak phrases and sentences. He tucked his curly locks under his turban with his fingers, but fearing that they would come. So in text 35, one way Shishupal criticized by saying, "Krishna as a person was transgressed Varna, Ashrama, Kula," which means Krishna took his chatter and tied back his hair with in a ponytail. And then Shishupal says, "Sarva dharma bahishkrita swarya." By this, Shishupal is saying, Krishna's dhyama. Thus threatened, the elephant keeper became angry, and he goaded his furious elephant. Everyone, Krishna is beyond the gunas, material qualities, such as sattva, because Krishna's nature is situated in pure transcendental goodness. How can such an elephant to catch Krishna? The elephant is described as being like Yamaraj, who brings an end to one's life. The Yadus are addicted to wantonly drinking liquor, but the inner meaning is, as rulers, the Yadus have become absorbed in Pan, which is stronger than the elephant. Thus the elephant and his trainer could do no harm to Krishna. Using its deserves the most opulent worship. Shishupal says, "These Yadus are thieves taking shelter in a fortress." On his trunk with his left fist. As the elephant lost control from that punch, the district of Mathura, because it provided no protecting fortress, they took shelter of a fortress within the sea called Dwaraka, which is full of brahminical potency. First, Krishna hid behind one leg, and when the elephant used his lion listens to the cries of a jackal without responding, Krishna listened to Shishupal without replying. As Nrisingadev hears the prayers spoken by Shiva, but remains silent because there is nothing more auspicious, Krishna remains silent, hearing these praises, which are, of course, unintentional, by Shishupal. Hearing these blasphemous statements, the assembly cursed Shishupal. "Oh, Shishupal, you should die immediately." Then everyone left the hall. Then there's the verse number 40. Nindam bhagavata shrinvams tatparasya janasya va tato na paitiya sopi yatyada. To the public, and to encourage the beast to keep fighting, Krishna allowed himself to be seized by the elephants, fall down, bereft of his pious credit. So this verse gives scriptural evidence by Shukadev to support the Yadavas leaving the hall, himself saying, "So, you want to show your strength, do you?" Krishna then grabbed the Shishupal, took out his sword and shield, and hurled insults at those who sided with Krishna. At that point, Sri Krishna stood up and checked his devotee's distance by his tail, and the elephant could do nothing to stop it. He was trying to attack. Why did Krishna stand up? Because he was thinking, Krishna's intention was, if I remain silent, then the elephant regained strength, he would turn to the left in order to catch Krishna, who was holding his tail. Krishna would then move to become contaminated by blood. Either way, the Rajasiya sacrifice of my dearmost Yudhisthira will be spoiled. Reconciliation at this point is moved about while clutching the tail of a calf. Krishna then came face to face with the elephant and slapped him, and Krishna stood up immediately and cut off Shishupal's head with his razor-sharp disc in such a way that when the head was cut off, not even a drop of blood fell lightly with his hand. If Krishna had given him a proper blow, it would have killed the elephant immediately and ended the game, and entered the body of Sri Krishna. That effulgent light, containing the eternal spiritual body within it, rose in the sky all to encourage the elephant to pursue him. When the elephant was catching up with Krishna and beginning to touch him, Shishupal remained within or inside Krishna until the end of Lord's earthly pastimes at Prabhasa Kshetra, and then strike the hard stone on the ground. Krishna pretended to fall on the ground and slowly rise up. Seeing Krishna's service of the Lord, they took three births, posing as demons externally, Haranyaksha, Haranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal and Dantavakra. At the very fraction of a moment, the elephant was hurling his tusks. These two Vaikunthavasis, gatekeepers of Lord Narayan, Sri Vishnu, known as Jai and Vijay. Someone might ask the question, that royal elephant went into a frenzied rage out of frustration and furiously charged Krishna. Shishupal attained a similar form as the Lord. Shishupal regained his position as a personal associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha. The reason is given. Krishna nonchalantly caught the elephant's trunk with his left hand, climbed up on the elephant, pulled out a tusk, and Kanda Tivrena Janain Achuta Satmatam Nito Punarhari Parshwam, Dragmatur Vishnu, on his shoulder, and fine particles of perspiration like drops of dew on his lotus face. And the king of Krishna in this way, they regained the shelter of the Lord, having returned home back to Godhead. So the sacrifice was performed, everyone was happy and satisfied, successful sacrifice. Demigods came and returned to their homes. And there's a Shuti fall given at the end of the chapter. This deliverance of Shishupal. Balaram and Krishna were both carrying one of the elephant's tusks each. And they entered Vad Chaidya Vad Adikam Rajamoksham Vitanam Cha Sarvapape Pramuchyate. One who recites these activities of Lord Vishnu. Nirinam naravara stri nam smaro murtiman gopa Krishna tulya bhagavata vibhusarvashray pratishloke pratyakshare nana artakai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srimad Bhagavatam is as great
Mrityor bojapate virad avidusham tattvam param yoginam.
Nana Artakai, there are multifaceted meanings, for it is as infinite as Krishna. Premamaya Bhagavata Krishna Rashriyanga Tahate Kahena Jata.
Krishna, the ocean of Ras, appears differently to different persons according to their bhav.
This is a part of Krishna himself, for the Bhagavat describes Krishna's confidential pastimes, Gopya Krishnaranga. Premamaya Bhagavata.
Krishna, in different ways, when he entered the arena with his elder brother, Dalji, the wrestlers saw.
Mahabhu said, in the beginning, middle, and end, the Bhagavatam speaks only of Krishna Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, as such,
Naravara, the best of males. The women saw Krishna as Cupid in person,
attaining to the infinite, the supreme personality of Godhead. Adi madhye ante bhagavate kai Vishnu bhakti nityasira akshayavyai.
A child, swapitro shishu. The coward men,
exclusively of the truth of pure devotional service, bhakti tattva. It is unparalleled among the Shastras. Bhagavat Sama.
No other Kamsa as death personified. Mrityu Bojapater. The unintelligent saw
the details of Yudhisthira's Rajasuya sacrifice and the humiliation of King Duryodhan. The kings, sages, and demigods were delighted to see the Yudhisthira's Ajatashatru's Rajasuya sacrifice, but there was one
Krishna is the personified essential purport of all the Upanishads. The Shrutis declare
another reason. So in one sense, although in 74, chapter 74, Shukadeva already described the Rajasuya, he's backtracking a little bit, because something arose.
Manifested himself within Kamsa's wrestling arena in Mathura to different types of people present. And
of Yudhisthira being bound by love to him, Prema Bandhana, engaged in different tasks at the sacrifice out of their own free will. Yudhisthira,
big as mountains, Krishna was like a thunderbolt. Though Krishna has tender
treasury, Sahadev greeted the guests. Nakul procured the necessary items. Arjuna attended the respectable elders, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna washed everyone's feet upon their arrival. Draupadi served food, and the charitable and generous Karna gave out the gifts.
Bitter to one with jaundice. Though Krishna's form
at the celebration at the conclusion of the sacrifice, there was lots of music and celebration, mridangas pounding, conch shells sounding, dundubis kettle drum.
Form of Krishna, rasa sarup, but rather experienced rasabhas in their hearts. For the men of
everyone set up for Yamuna, all the kings went out with four parts of their armies, elephants, horses, chariots, and foot soldiers, preceded by flag bearers.
Krishna appeared as the best of men, Naravara, possessing the most excellent qualities.
Men and women were adorned with sandalwood paste, flower garlands, jewelry, and fine clothing. And they started sporting with each other by smearing and sprinkling one another with various.
Men of Mathura were situated in pure goodness. They appreciated Krishna's true identity as the
playfully smeared the men with the same substance. Surrounded by guards, King Yudhishthira's queens came out on their chariots to see the fun. As maternal cousins and
the young women of Mathura, who were without any trace of material
lives of Yudhishthira, such as Draupadi, went out of the city of Indraprastha on their chariots to take part in the fun. As wives of the demigods, Swarga Devis.
Therefore, within the hearts of the young women
who can play with their cousins, says Vishwanath, it would be improper for Yudhishthira's wives to even joke with Krishna, who is actually one of the most, is the
Shukadev uses the word murtiman, which means incarnation or embodiment, to
there are also the wives of Bhima, Arjuna, etc., and they joke with their husbands. The queens squirted water from syringes, something like holy, on their brothers-in-law using bhims or expansions of this particular sarup, Krishna's form as the transcendental Cupid. Pastimes, the ladies agitated those with contaminated consciousness. Their actions of these queens generated lusty thoughts in persons with impure minds, like Duryodhan, but not in Krishna's true identity, Sarup, as their intimate friend. Thus, among them, Krishna manifested.
Here they performed a Patni Samyaja, a ritual done by the sponsor of a sacrifice and his wife, which consists of oblations to Agni Soma. Impious kings who were burdening the earth and offending the Lord's devotees saw Krishna as their destroyer.
Sacrifice for Yudhishthira and his wives. So celestials pounded kettle drums, and demigods poured down showers of flowers.
And the reservoir of unlimited pleasure, persons like the wrestlers could not appreciate Krishna's true identity.
Shining like demigods, they wore jeweled earrings. These are the entourage and family members of Yudhishthira. These men wore turbans, waistcoats, silk.
For his parents, Nanda and Vasudev, or Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna appeared as a
Many personalities, kings and brahmins and planetary rulers came to worship Yudhishthira, and after taking his permission, they departed each for his own abode. King Yudhishthira,
his true identity. Thus they experienced the mood of parental love, Vatsalya Bhav, and the mood of compassion.
One day, sometime after all these events, Duryodhan became disturbed by seeing the riches and opulence of Yudhishthira's palace, and also by the wonderful magnificence of Rajasuya's sacrifice. Yudhishthira was completely attached to Krishna, Achyuta Atmana. In the chambers of Yudhishthira's palace were various types of treasures that Maya Danava had collected from kings, the kings of humans, human kings, demon kings and demigod kings. Draupadi served her five husbands with those opulences in that palace. Seeing all those opulences, Duryodhan became overcome with envy, and his heart burned, atapyat.
Then, to Kamsa's ignorant priests and other offenders, Krishna appeared as an
seer was sitting on his royal throne, a golden throne, in the special assembly hall built by Maya Danava, displaying the opulences of Brahma himself.
What is this that steals others' wives and slaughters cows and other innocent creatures? Indeed, even now his limb
arrived. Verse 34, Swa Chakshusha. Krishna was acting as Yudhishthira's eyes because Sri Krishna advised King Yudhishthira on what was beneficial and what was not.
Thus Krishna is most repulsive to look at.
Such
he abused the gatekeepers of Yudhishthira with sharp words.
bewildered by the architect, no attraction for Krishna. Their mood was rasabhas, of ghastliness, vibhatsaras. And he lifted the end of his dhoti, and elsewhere he fell into the water, mistaking it for the solid floor. He was bewildered by Maya Dhanava's mystic power, that they did not appreciate Krishna's true identity. In them, Krishna manifested the mellow of new things and others. King Yudhisthira tried to restrain his brothers, but Krishna approved. Bhima also tried to restrict the laughter of the women. Krishna as their most worshipable Supreme Lord. They tasted his sarup in the mood of servitude. So what could be done? By this, Krishna sowed the seed of dissension within Duryodhan in order to remove the burden of wicked kings from the earth. Of Kamsa and Mathura, four, being inimical to Krishna, were unable to appreciate the trans and went back to his capital of Hastinapur. The saintly persons present in Yudhisthira's Maya Dhanava assembly hall, they exclaimed, "Alas, of all ras, rasasai, rasubhaisa, rasubhaisa." Krishna bewildered Duryodhan simply by his glance, and he engaged the magic power of Maya Dhanava as a secondary cause. So this is why Duryodhan was dissatisfied on the occasion of the great Rajasuya sacrifice. Bhagavad Leela, Chapter 7.
Savai Saha Rasayayam Labdvanandi Bhavati.
Having tasted that rasa, mainly in playing Krita Pradhan, Krita Nara Sharirasya, a king who enjoys vegetables.
Labdva Anandi Bhavati.
It is confirmed Rukmini, but he was severely defeated by the Yadu warriors. And he took a sankalp in front of his supporting kings. I will rid the earth of the...
The above statement, Amrasa, from the Upanishads, means that though a person may be blissful, if he attains Krishna...
That he intended to give. Shalva asked Shiva to give him a special airplane that no one could destroy. It was a flying city made of iron.
Full of bliss, Ananda Bhavati.
Seeing the elephant Kuvalayapi city with various weapons, his amazing aircraft Soba. Dwarka was very disturbed. There was no peace because of the aerial attacks of the demon Shalva.
Bhavati. Even though he was a great hero, he now became completely overtaken.
Kamba and Satyaki and others went out and engaged in a hair-raising battle with this demon Shalva and the commander of
like costumed actors on a stage. The eyes of the people in the galleries around the wrestling arena.
Arrows each he pierced the chariot drivers. This flying city, this magic airship of Shalva could sometimes be visible and sometimes not.
The Mathura Vasis were deeply relishing the incredible, unlimited beauty of Krishna. With wide open eyes,
which burned like fire, struck simultaneously from all sides like the sun's rays, and like snake venom, they were poisonous and deadly by a single touch.
They embraced Sri Krishna. They began to speak about what they had seen.
Moria Club. Moria is a special club made of carbonized iron. Morvya. Text 27 says that driver of Pradyumna's
order. Krishna's body was very attractive, with his bluish-black color mixed with red.
Pavishnu says,
Actually, the spiritual chest of Pradyumna cannot be pierced by the material club of Dhyuman. However, Krishna's Lila Shakti instantly arranged all of this in order to increase the taste for enthusiastic fighting. Consequently, his charioteer thought that Pradyumna's chest had been shattered, so he took him off the battlefield. This is stated later in verse 32. Suta Krishtra Gatam Rakshed. The chariot driver must protect the master of the chariot when he is in danger. However, although verse 27 is saying Dharma Vid, Daru Darer Narayanasya Hi, Avatir Navi, Hamsena, Vasudevasya, Vaishmani, these two. Vishwanath says that according to the grammatical rule of Sandhi, the charioteer of Pradyumna can also be described as Adharmavit. Means for the general audience, Krishna and Balaram appear to be plenary expansions on Shena of Narayan.
The people in the audience
mundane weapons. This ignorance on Pradyumna's chariot driver is quite appropriate since he was the son of Daruka. Parikshit, Daruka, and Uddhava had intended
they had heard about Krishna and Balaram's pastimes in Vrindavan. Then the wrestler, Chanur, said,
Master's transcendental body. Fearing the safety of his master, Lord Pradyumna, the chariot driver hastily took Pradyumna from the battlefield.
Both skillful at wrestling, having heard your prowess, the king has called you here, wanting to see for himself.
And only I have abandoned the battlefield. And because of this infamous act done by my feeble charioteer, who thinks like a eunuch.
But those who fail to do so suffer the opposite fate.
It is what reply can I give them when asked about this? My sister-in-law will ask while laughing, Oh, warrior, please tell us how you became cowardly in fighting with others.
The driver, satisfaction of King Kamsa, Krishna replied, We are just young boys. We should fight with boys our own age so that no irreligion will touch the organizers of the match. Any other arrangement would be unfair. Chana replied, You aren't really a child or even a young man, and neither is Balaram.
And was rewarded with a fantastic flying city, which is an aircraft, stealth bomber. And he immediately attacked Dwarka. But then Pradyumna and others came out to challenge him. Pradyumna was cracked in the chest by the commander Dhyuman.
There is certainly nothing unfair about that. You can show your prowess against me and
by executing the duty of protecting him. Pradyumna challenged Dhyuman, saying, Now see if you can strike me. Saying this and allowing Dhyuman to shoot his
who are strong like me, not with mere coward boys who do not match your strength.
Krishna Bala began killing Shava's armies. And all the soldiers inside his flying airship began falling into the ocean, their necks severed. Their heads were cut off.
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.